Good evening to our listening audience around the globe. Hey, this is Groove Swing Speaks. And this is our second broadcast, our second episode of Groove Swing Speaks. Oh boy, that's a whole lot to say. But anyway, welcome everyone. Last week was our debut and it was outstanding, outstanding. Each and every week, we want to bring you some substantive topics and we're going to speak on those and tell you what the grooves and the swings are doing around the globe. The contributions being made to our various societies and to our societies in general. So ladies and gentlemen, hey, welcome to Groove Swing Speaks. Hey, everybody. We've got two guests on with us. We've got Sister Chrissy. Sister Chrissy of the Swing Fire Swing organization and Brother Robert Hicks of the Groove Fire Groove Association, Groove by Groove Incorporated. And to my left, we have Brother Craig Hunter.
Good evening.
All right. And to my right, my brother.
Hello, Clayton hello,
Brown.
Hello.
Clayton Brown. Hey, welcome everyone. Hey, Chrissy, how are you? Okay, unmute your mic. Or turn your volume up, and we'll get back to that in a second here. So you might have to go to your settings and check your audio and make sure that it's active. All right? You might have to do that. Brother Robert Hicks, unmute your mic, brother. How are you? Okay. I'm getting no volume there either. Okay? We're going to get those things taken care of. But in the meantime, Craig, brother, tell us a little bit about last week and what you, what was your take? And also, what do you plan on talking about tonight? Now, you're the president of one of our chapters, local chapters here in Richmond, too. Let's start off with that.
Yeah, I'm the president. I'm the president of the Richmond, the Virginia Union University Virtual Alumni Chapter. And we started virtual chapters to connect some of the members who have strayed away from the organization. It was a way to get them back to interact with their chapter members who were active. So we were trying to get those inactive members to coming back to the fold. And that was the way to do it with the virtual graduate chapter. Okay. One of the things I'm going to talk about tonight is the reactivation of Virginia Union University. Last week's show was pretty interesting. It was a pilot show, and I thought that our co-host did an excellent job of bringing what was going on in North Carolina with swing, and we also had a guest to talk about education issues related to children, and that was very enlightening. We briefly talked about some Black history key points. I think I led off with three people who actually were from the Richmond area. John Mitchell Jr., who was born enslaved, and he became a newspaper editor. I talked about Oliver Hill. He was an attorney who was a Howard University graduate, and he worked along with the first Black justice, Thurgood Marshall. And Maggie Lena Walker, not to get it confused with Madam C.J. Walker. Maggie Walker was the first female bank president. A lot of history like to call the first Black female president, but she was the first female to serve as bank president. That's it?
Oh, yeah, very good. I was just trying to send a message to Chrissy and Robert because I really want to hear from them as well. And like I said, again, go to your settings and make sure that your mic is working. There are three, as a matter of fact. Let me just give you this in on air. Hey, this is live radio, folks, and we're going to. Okay, you have on your mic. You have default settings. Okay, you're for default. You have communications. You have microphone, and you have a microphone array. I'm on the default microphone 3 dash USB audio codec, CODEC. Check that out because we really want to hear from you too. Because Robert is a United States patent and trademark examiner, if I have that right. Is that correct, Robert? Okay. And I still can't hear you. Okay, I can't hear you. Make sure your microphone is on, your volume is up on your microphone, and you too, Chrissy. Chrissy, let's see if we can get to you now. Still no audio, from either of you. So go to your settings. Okay, in StreamYard. Okay. And what you want to do, you want to make sure that when you are speaking, that the, let's see, the indicator's there. It's going to be green. And each time you speak, it will bounce up around, okay? So let's go back to that, and we'll get back to that. Let me go to my brother, Clayton Brown. And tell us now, you're the president of which organization here in Richmond?
Good evening, everybody. I'm Fellowman Clayton Brown, and I'm the president of the Virginia State Virtual Alumni Chapter. Our undergraduate chapter is Virginia State University Trojan Chapter, which I hail from back in 1977. I'm known as the Crow, alias the Blackbird. And right now, we're doing some fabulous things down in Virginia State. Collectively, we have sponsored a street cleanup project, which we have our name plotted on the street going south from the bottom of the hill of Virginia State University out to South Street. And we are responsible to clean that up. And we are involved with several community service projects as well, working with the Hope Center down in Petersburg, which is a food distribution center, which they also take care of people with their other needs like bills and family needs. We also have the personal hygiene item giveaway where we go into our funds and just provide those things for needed people. And that's our heartstring. That is something that we as Grooves, we are known to do. If you look us up, you will see us doing community service projects all over the place, all the way from the north to the south, to the east to the west. And we do it with joy. Also, churches and with some of the brothers, the churches that they belong to, we join hand in hand, and we go to these different churches and do the same thing, feeding the hungry. We just recently gave away, Craig Hunter and myself just helped our church give away some goodie bags, and the homeless people was truly blessed by that. Not only did they get a little bit of scripture, but they got something to take home with them, some food, clothing items, gloves, hats, scarves, those type of things. So also coming up, without taking too much of the time, we will be collaborating with our sisters, our beautiful sisters, the Swings, Swing 5 Swing Social Fellowship Incorporated. And I believe it's on the 8th of April where it's going to be a wellness org fest going on at Virginia State. And I like to also work with Sister Geraldine Atkins on projects, as well as the Doorway, where the families of critically ill patients, they have a place to stay, and we go and feed them, fixing them big pots of chili and grilled cheese sandwiches, those type of things. But they do appreciate it. But I'm saying all of that because people don't know all that Groove does. Scholarship funds, we have those also in our budget. We have given it away along with collaborating with the Groove Fund, which is one of our national scholarship projects. Brother Robert Hicks would tell you more about that because he's on the international level. So stay tuned, people. There's some great things going on. There's some great things that Groove and Swing will be doing in the near future. But I also want to let you know about tomorrow night. There will be a guest keynote speaker by the name of Meldon Hollis. He has a JD, a Juris Doctorate, and he will be speaking on the subject of the American presidency at HBCUs, a preeminent history. And this is tomorrow night, February 28th at 6 p.m. And you can log in by Zoom. And to register, I have the flyer in front of me, but for more information, you can contact Dr. Cheryl E. Mango. She is also our campus advisor, and she is also a sister of Swing 5 Swing Social Fellowship Incorporated. You can contact her at CMANGO at vsu.edu. Again, CMANGO at vsu.edu. And her name is Dr. Cheryl Mango. Swing Five Swing, Social Fellowship Incorporated. And you will find out more about what's going on with this keynote speaker. And it will also be talking about the founding executive director of the White House Initiative on Historically Black Colleges and University. So it sparks my interest, and it should be yours as well. So check that out. There's some more things down the pipe that I will talk about later on, but I'm going to pass the mic over to my brother. He is also my blood brother.
Yeah, I grew up with this guy.
Yes.
Okay. We lived in the same household. We're in the same mall, yeah. Okay?
Bless his heart.
So, bless yours.
And he had the opportunity of giving me my G's.
Man. Man, look, I tell you what, thank you. I've got to talk to Chrissy. I got to talk to Robert. I hope your mics are working. Chrissy, can you hear? Now, both of you guys can hear us, but we can't hear you. I don't understand. I turn your mics on. Now, Robert was telling me that he can hear you and you said you can hear Robert. But we can't hear either one of you guys. So you need to allow your mic and your camera. So we'll get this working out. I understand, Chrissy. I know you can hear Rob. Okay. But I want to hear you. Because I'll tell you something, guys, we'll get this fixed before this broadcast is over. Okay. Somehow, make sure that your microphone is on your computer or your phone. Okay. Or allow your mic. Oh, by the way, our co-host, LaToya, she's on assignment. Let's put it that way. So she says she's going to join us as soon as she can, and hope you can, because I'm so excited about Groove Swing Speaks. You guys may know, a few years back, 4, 5, 6 years ago, I created a program called, or a show called Groove Talk Radio. And we had such a blast. And we had some swings on occasionally. But we even had, Ahmad, our president, national president on, one time. And I met him personally. Just a great, great, great guy. And in a way, he endorsed us then. He loves us now, and we love you guys.
Absolutely.
Now, Chrissy, let's see. What am I going to need? Okay, great. That might work. Now, Chrissy, God bless you. Okay, Chrissy, say something. Oh, still no volume. No volume. And you are not muted on this end. It has to be in your settings. Guys, it is in your settings. Trust me on that. Go to your settings. Both of you, Chrissy, Rob, please, right now. And make sure that the system can hear you. And the only way that you can find it out, if there are green balls that will be bouncing around, okay, go to your settings, okay? And you are fine. Okay, let me do this. Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize, but we want to get this right because these fabulous people, Robert and Chrissy, we want to hear from them because they have a lot to say. They're doing a lot of great things. And they're contributing to our communities. And this is what Groove Swing Speaks is all about. And we want to connect the dots. All of us are doing great things in our various communities, right, guys?
That's correct.
But when we come together collectively as a unit, that's where the power is.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And we are committed right now to bring grooves, swings, wherever you are. You can be across the nation and or any part of the world. We're going to bring this thing. That song I played, One Nation Under the Groove. Come on, man. Let's do this thing. So, Chrissy, Robert, okay, let's get, I need to talk to you. Okay. You have four choices. When you click on audio under settings, you got choices. Click on the one where you can hear your voice. Okay. If it's grayed out, you can't be heard. Okay. But if it starts bouncing green, we're on. And we're going to make this thing work. I promise you. Okay. It's amazing that now both of you in Maryland are both of you in Maryland? Raise your hand. Robert, you're in Maryland. Okay, you're nodding your head. Chrissy, you're in Maryland. Is this a Maryland thing? I don't know, because we don't have this issue. Okay, let's do this. Okay, I'm telling you, you need to go to your settings and make sure that you are being heard. Go to settings, please. And we're going to come back. Now, let's talk about one of our guests tonight. Let's talk about Miss Chrissy. The reason why we want to talk about her, she's a member of Swing Five Swing Associate Fellowship, currently a candidate for the role of national president with a resolute commitment to fostering transformative community service initiatives. Her track record within the organization is marked by notable achievements, including establishment of the Lady Bird Library, okay, a beacon of literacy for low-income families, and the pantry offering essential substances to those in need on a monthly basis. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know how important that is?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, yes. Oh my God, that is so wonderful. That is absolutely, I had to stop right there. Offering essential substances to those in need on a monthly basis. Okay. Beyond her organization endeavors, Chrissy dedication shines through her professional life as a professor. You know, I love you already. I love teachers because great teachers, they have such a powerful impact and influence on us, guys. Okay? I mean, seriously, knowledge, I mean, I don't want to sound cliche-ish, but knowledge is power, man. If you don't know, you're going to have a problem in life. So I just love educators. Okay? Beyond her organization endeavors, Chrissy, dedication shines through her professional life as a professor, like I said, shaping minds of future educators. And I'm going to add something in there. And our scholars. That's not in your resume, but this is what you're doing. This is the effect, Chrissy, that I feel that you have on society. And I'm so proud of you, my sister. And supporting families with children having special needs, reflecting her deep-rooted passion for inclusive education and community empowered. Chrissy, come on. I need to hear you. Hola, I hope you got the thing fixed. Wow. Robert? No, Chrissy, we don't have it fixed yet. Now, when you came in, did you allow your mic and camera? Okay. Did you go to settings? Were you able to see anything that indicated that your voice was speaking? Okay, you're not in the affirmative here. I don't know. I tell you what, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to settings while I'm talking to you right now. Okay, what are you saying, bro?
Could it be anything over here?
Nothing there. Nope, that's not it. Okay. Okay. And then I want you to speak into the microphone. Go to your settings and go to your audio. And then I want you to start talking and figure out which one of those options would allow that green button to say something. We're going to do this. I want you to talk, and then we'll get you. Robert, the same thing. Because you guys are such important people that we wanted to talk to. And Robert, my brother, Robert has been a great supporter to us, to this radio station. And I'm talking about aside from this groove swing speaks. Robert listens to everything I play. I mean, he does it often, man. And the feedback that I get from him always inspires me to keep going, to keep doing your thing. Hey, brother, I got you. I'm listening to you. Okay? And I just love you, brother, because you are committed to doing things that a lot of people would not do. Okay. Raleigh Grant says, hey, I hear you, Chrissy. Nisi again said, I hear you, Chrissy. And I'm not sure exactly what the situation is because we can't hear Chrissy here. Okay. So I tell you what we're going to do. Chrissy, Robert. Oh, wow. Okay. Raleigh Grant, bad echoes. Oh, interesting. Now, you will only get echoes if someone like Chrissy or Roberts, if their speakers are on, okay, you only get echoes there. So turn your speakers off, turn your microphone on. That's the best I can tell you, okay? No external speakers, turn your speaker off on your computer, then we won't get feedback there either. Okay? All right. We've got to get this thing going. Craig, hey, bro, what do you have to say to the audience right now? Because I also want to, it stopped echoing. Great. It stopped echoing. Guess what? That's progress.
That is progress.
Yeah. It stopped echoing. Oh, yeah, because you turned your, but make sure that your speaker is on and the volume is up. Okay, because, hey, that's the way it happens here. All right, don't worry about it. Like I said, it's live radio. Hopefully, our sister, Latoya, she will be joining us because we generally don't have this problem here or this issue, but we will work through it. And then with Brother Robert, I've been talking to him, and he's a patent examiner. And what I wanted to find out also, and I'm sure... And I don't want to step on anything. Once we, okay, yeah. Hey, Rock, make sure that it stopped. You said, was it you that sent that message? It stopped echoing? Okay. See, that generally happens. Or it happens if our guests have external speakers on. Okay. And it will feed back, obviously, that's what happens there. But what I found out, Rob, is that, and I looked at patents in the United States. I looked at that, and it was fascinating because I wanted to know how many of our black ancestors had patents. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, the contributions that our ancestors have made to this society, I mean, to the world, they are absolutely phenomenal, and that's why we cannot forget this.
True.
And my commitment, each and every week, when we do this Groove Swing Speaks, we're going to talk about black history. And I want, and what I find, what is interesting to me, and I hope it is to you, is that all of us have different experiences, vocations, or whatever. And we can relate that to some of our, or any of our ancestors in history. The importance of that is that if we get out, we have adults our age that don't know our history. Okay? It can inspire you to do things beyond what you thought you were capable of doing. Oh, I've always wanted to do that. And so my objective here is to bring you to who, what, where, why, when, and how things happen. And I bring on people like Chrissy. I bring on my brother Robert Hicks, our guest from last week. And let them share your experiences and let them share their experiences with you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you right now, to me, I can't find anything that's more inspiring than that. To have someone look like you that has done it, it might encourage you to do it. I don't care how old you are. And I'm going to invite you also to bring the young people in. Okay, those of us that have sisters, brothers, cousins, nieces, nephews, or whatever it is. Because right now we already know that they're trying to take our history away. They're trying to erase it. And we already know what the motivation behind that is, but I haven't said that. I was looking at Gerrit Morgan. As the 20th century was beginning, other black inventors were helping to make Americans safer with their inventions. Gerrit Morgan, for example, received patents that will become the gas mask. This is in 1914. Okay? All right? And the traffic signal.
Well, I've had the pleasure of using that gas mask, and it's no fun.
Well, it saved your life.
Oh, yeah. Well, I never had to use it.
In combat. Yeah. But this is the thing about it is, but it is essential to survival.
Oh, no doubt.
Okay. And then also look at how many black Americans have patents. Now, it has trended down since the beginning because there are many studies about this. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, which I want Robert to come in. Let's see, Robert. He's back on. Let's see if... Robert, tell me your mic is working. Robert Hicks. Okay, let's see something here. I just muted. Okay, not on my end. Okay, Robert, I can't hear you. Chrissy, unmute your mic. Chrissy. Okay, this is incredible. Okay, we're going to get this thing happening here, but I still cannot hear either one of you guys. Now, you know the strange thing about this? The Raleigh graduate chapter of Swing Fly Swing is saying they can hear you, Robert, and they can hear you, Chrissy, yet we can't. Okay. Tell you what, I'm going to do something. Let me do something here. Okay. Because we need to hear you guys. What's going on? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Pull it up. Oh, okay. No, touch it and bring it up. Push the volume button all the way up. All the way up. Oh, no. Bring it back. Okay, that's right there. Okay, let's do this. Chrissy.
Yes.
Hey, I can hear.
Wow.
I can hear.
Absolutely. Okay. Robert.
Yes.
Oh, man. What was that?
Perfect. Okay.
I fixed it.
Clayton fixed it.
Great job.
He sure did. I'm glad he noticed that.
Thank you, Dr. Johnny Fever, on that one.
Look here, let me tell you something. Ad libbing is a dog. Because I've said, okay, I got to keep talking till we get this thing fixed here. I got to do, okay.
Yeah,
all right. Okay. I have no problem. Oh.
Hey, Robert, I don't work for free, my brother.
Okay, yeah, he going to send me a bill.
No, but I appreciate all that you do. And kudos.
Thank you.
And to piggyback off of what my brother was saying about how you stay in the game and always working, I have to say that is so true because that's all I've seen from you is hard work. You're always dedicated to the brotherhood and what we need to take care of. And I've seen it. You've traveled. You've done the work, my brother. And like they said, give you your flowers while you're living. There it is. Kudos, brother. Thank you for the work that you do.
Absolutely.
And to the sister, hola.
Hola.
Great things.
Absolutely. Chrissy,
Yes.
Oh, and we're going to come to you, Robert. We're going to come back to you because I'm fascinated with what both of you are going to speak on tonight. Okay. I apologize. It took us so long to get things together, but guess what? We are together right now. Sister Chrissy. I was reading, your bio and it is absolutely amazing. And there's a, I don't know, how do you fit all of what you do in one day? First of all, tell us who you are, what chapter are you affiliated with, and what you're doing inside the organization, and what you are doing outside of it. And if you have anything relative to Black history regarding your vocation, we would like to know about that as well. Who inspired you?
So my name is Chrissy. We kind of already went through that. You've been saying my name a few times trying to get this microphone together. But we have it together now. I'm in the Potomoyo Potomac Graduate Chapter that's located here in the DMV area. I'm located in Maryland. So we were talking about Black history facts, and one of the facts that I really like, because I do like history, is Benjamin Banneker. We all know about him. We all know that he was a mathematician. We know that he was an astronomer. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I really like is, since I am here in Maryland, he was born here in Maryland. And he was also very intricate in outlining D.C. And, of course, D.C. was in Virginia at one point. It did cross over that Potomac River. But there are boundary stones that he helped place around D.C. to outline our nation's capital. And those are still there today. So you don't have to go to a museum. You can easily find their locations online. And I've been to a couple, and we actually do that as part as bringing people into the organization and getting them to learn more about Black history in Washington, D.C., and getting them to go to some of the boundary stones just to reflect on that Black history.
You know, I found your bio quite impressive. Now, you're doing some things as far as the education. Now, what grade level are you in college teaching or middle school?
So I do teach adjunct in college. Mm-hmm. I'm an adjunct professor at the University of the Potomac. So I teach various education courses there. And then for my full-time position, I'm actually an education coach, where I work with families that have children that are below the age of 3. Mm. So I'm working with children from birth to 3 that may have been born with developmental delays. They may have other issues that involve them not progressing the way we would want them to progress.
That is fascinating. We know that those developmental years are the ages 1 to 3, I would say. And that is when things are formed. So the importance of what I'm hearing from you is that you work with these babies to get them sort of on the right track. And because, like I said, things are already formed at the age of 3. Things are formulating. So tell us about the challenges there, and what do you do to sort of help them overcome or make things better in their lives? Tell us a little bit about that.
So what we're finding, especially since COVID, is we're finding a lot of children have a lot of developmental delays, especially when it comes to language. And we see that because technology has really taken over in this world. We use technology for everything. And that seems to be what's also sometimes just a crutch for these 1 and 2 year olds. Even they want their own iPhone. They want their own iPad. And it's really hindering a lot of them from developing the way we want them to develop in the areas of communication and cognitive development. So, you know, my job is to go in and say, hey, this is what we need to do to get your child to speak and start saying words. A lot of kids, you know, they have technology. I mean, it's just what we do. We watch TV as entertainment. Right? You don't have to say anything. You just sit there and you just watch it. And that's what kids are doing. So, you know, we have to go in and a lot of, some of the kids that I see are, you know, very, very behind or have a lot of issues. They may be on G-tubes. They may be on oxygen. So there's a lot of issues that happen at birth or in the womb, and then the child is born, and we have to go in and try to help them. So yeah, we do a lot.
What I see is the importance of what you're doing, and I don't mean to hog the conversation, but you guys jump in anytime, because I have so many, Robert, Clayton, Craig, I have so many questions for what Chrissy is talking about, because I have different platforms, and I have one that's called the Boomerang that comes on Sundays, and we handle things like a child development, mental health, and things of that nature, because again, my hat is off to you, because these things going ignored. That child is still going to grow, but how are they going to grow?
Right, and we try to get them prepared for kindergarten. So that is our job, is to make sure that they are progressing. And a lot of them do go to one of our programs at the age of 3, because we don't provide a school-based environment until age 3.
Right.
By the time they get there, then we're able to, okay, finally put them in a classroom and try to increase those skills. But before age 3, which is birth to age 3, those children that I'm working with, we work with them in their home. So, and we're working with the parents. So we also have physical therapists. We have occupational therapists. We have speech therapists that are all working with these children.
I'm absolutely loving what you do. And if that program can be expanded, Craig, you are asking a question, or you reaching over. What does you have to say? The microphone, yeah.
Well, I just wanted to find out, how did you get interested in swing? Because you seem to be very energetic and serious about your craft. So,
when I was attending the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, I saw Sam Douglas walking across campus with a groove shirt.
Coach.
And
she saw Coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Coach. I was trying to be recruited by a couple of different orgs, but I knew nothing about organizations at all going to college. So as I'm doing research, you know, we're talking about the internet just, you know, coming out back then, and you kind of Google. Well, we didn't use Google. We used Ask Jeeves, or we used some other a search engine back then. So I decided to ask him about Groove, and he said, you know, we have some gyms, and I'm about to look for some gyms for a line. But he said, you know, we have a sister organization. So we went to the computer lab, and he showed me the website, and that's how I became interested in Swing and their mission and their vision. After that, I actually transferred to Morgan State, and that was when I was able to actually start the process and then reactivate the Morale Nubia Bear chapter at Morgan State University.
Great, fantastic. Great. That is fantastic.
Now, I have a question for you, sister. This is Clayton. Now, you've been an advocate or an instructor. Now, what do you see as far as geographically where our children are suffering the most? Because the reason why I ask that question, I know that a whole lot of educators are not really doing the job that they're supposed to. Just recently, there is a news report saying that the Richmond Public School superintendent, he's in question for whether he needs to step down from his job. They're not meeting the mandates, the quotas, or wherever the children are supposed to be at this point. So I know Richmond is struggling. What do you see far as statewide or citywide where our people are hurting the most and not getting educated the way they should be?
I think that the problem starts, and it did start decades ago.
Yeah.
Right now, we're all playing a blame game. Whose fault is it that these children are not making the standards that they need to make according to whatever state standards they have for education, as far as taking those state standardized tests, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem that we're seeing is in education right now is education is not starting at home the way it used to.
That's true.
50, 60 years ago. a lot of parents, and it's just because of the way life is, they're consumed. They're consumed with work. They're consumed with trying to just make ends meet to feed their kids and put, you know, food on the table and clothes on their back, that they really don't have time in their minds to educate their child at home. And that's where that technology piece is coming. It's like, hey, just
it's
take the
iPad. Place. Yeah.
Right. That's taking the place. So we, and all of the concrete toys that we used to have that were cognitive educational toys are no longer a thing. I mean, I've gone into homes where I'm saying, okay, well, what books do you have for your child? What toys do you have? And they're like, I have an iPad.
Yeah. Now, on that tip, you talk about what books do you have and replacing all these things with the iPads and the phones and what have you. Now, you say we should make play the blame game, but do you really think that our parents or the young parents nowadays are taking the time that they should to engage in the children's education? Because the fact is, I don't see that kind of energy that we had back in the day where the parents would spend a little bit of extra time with the homework, right, sitting down with them like we used to, really getting involved in what the children was doing.
Right. Now, we don't
a lot
do
of,
that.
We got a lot of, I would say, I wouldn't say all lazy because I would never call my people lazy.
Right.
But they are making excuses and saying, okay, you just go ahead and take this iPad or this phone and going up to your room. And that's the last thing they're going to see from that child for a while. So you know where I'm going with this. You said it starts at home. How do the education system start to get those parents back involved like they used to? The PTA system, all that stuff is going out the window.
Mm-hmm.
No connection.
Well, it looks like from our standpoint, the main issue is education usually is not mandatory until age 5. So it's really the parent responsibility from birth until they enter kindergarten to teach them what they need to be taught. So that's the problem. So our program, which is birth to age 3, is actually a federal mandated program. Cool. Every state has that program, but a lot of people don't know about it.
Oh.
So there are a lot of states and people, and they're run differently based on the state. So for our state, our school systems run the program. And then, like in D.C., they use contractor companies that run the program. Every place has a birth to 3 program that is usually in home because we don't provide any type of school-based education until age 3, which still is not mandatory. So here in Maryland, our new governor, Wes Moore, has, you know, expanded education to age 4. And then age 3, we used to have Head Start. Some states still have Head Start. My particular county no longer has Head Start. That has been also contracted out. So there's nothing mandated. And now we're talking about how everything has increased. Food has increased.
Uh-huh.
Daycare costs have increased. And parents are choosing to not send their children to daycare and just keep them at home because it's cheaper. So there's so many dominoes that line up that equal why, children aren't meeting development. And it really is no easy answer on how to tackle it other than putting the funds where they need to be put.
Absolutely.
In order to help low-income families.
But you yourself, I can hear it in your speech that you afford this being mandated, correct? You want to keep on pushing this thing until it becomes a federal issue where it's on the law book saying this is what it's going to be. Because you yourself says the education starts before 5 years old, correct?
Yes.
So what are we doing or what are they doing to try to make this a mandated doctrine or program?
It's really based on the state. So the State Department of Education for the entire country has said that it's not mandated for education before age 5. So everything that is before 5 is going to be state funded.
Is anybody pushing it to be a federal thing?
They have tried. They've tried to push it. But even like in the state of Maryland, for age four, we do have pre-K for age four, but we only provide it for low-income families. Right. And those standards, the standards are really for a family that's making less than $15,000 a year. I think that's what it is. So it's like, I don't even know who can survive off $15,000 a year. But that is kind of what it looks like. It used to look like. I haven't looked at those numbers in a while. But any child, if you, you know, if your family's making over that, then you're not privy to education before age four.
Great. Great.
Thank you, Susan.
Okay, Robert. We haven't forgot you, brother. Come on and speak on the patents.
All right.
Introduce yourself first, Robert.
Absolutely. Good evening, everyone out there in Radio Land, wherever you may be. My name is Robert Hicks. I'm a member of Group 5 Group Social Fellowship Incorporated for 27 years. I went over in spring of 1996 at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. I currently live in the Northern Virginia area, and I'm part of the Northern Virginia graduate chapter. I do live in Maryland. And basically, I have worn various different hats. One thing I also do in my line of work is we're looking over patent applications. Now, you probably might be wondering, what are they specifically? Well, to go into in a little bit of detail, these are basically forming of the inventions, a lot of the inventions that you see today, whether it is a speaker phone, where you have here, or an audio phone, the option of having an iPad, or say, for instance, something as simple as a stapler. I just had a few of these out here. But a lot of these inventions, as it is Black History Month, have been made by a lot of very famous inventors over the years. Might even say hundreds of years. For example, there have been some various different inventions that also show our smarts, our brightness. Like, say, for instance, if you ever remember hearing about what's known as a torpedo discharge mechanism, basically from shooting torpedoes from ships, you can thank a Black woman for that, Miss Henrietta Bradbury, who started that contraption that's used on submarines and ships today.
Wow.
If you ever thought about cancer treatment or leprosy treatment, there are a lot of stories about how these can be treatable, even though there's no cure, but there is a treatment of these. You can thank two Black women for that. For cancer treatment, it's Dr. Jane Wright, and for leprosy treatment, Miss Alice Ball. One thing I remember, and actually, interesting enough, is one of the professors at MIT who actually came up with a number of different inventions. Her name is Dr. Shirley Jackson. She was the inventor of the touchstone telephone. If y'all remember touchstone telephones back then, but also probably one of the best inventions ever made, caller ID.
Yes.
So whenever you see that phone number, it's like, I'm not answering this. You can thank Dr. Shirley Jackson for that. She also was involved in inventions for solar cells as well as fiber optics cable.
Whoa. Wow, man. Fiber optics cable, that's glass.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Wow.
And also one other thing I wasn't familiar with until I did a little bit of research. Marie Van Britten Brown. Interestingly enough, she was the inventor of the home security system back in 1966.
Right.
So we have exactly the cameras, the peepholes, the monitors. That's another Black woman.
Well, we did it all, didn't we?
Hold on.
Absolutely.
Hold on, Craig. Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
Hey, brother. I'm getting inspired while you are speaking. As well, I was inspired when Chrissy was speaking. Folks, if you listen to this broadcast, and please share it, because this will be up on the website. in 24 hours, the audio, the video of Groove Swing Speaks. Robert, we're going to delve back into that because, man, I've just been inspired. I'm motivated. I'm already motivated about Groove Swing Speaks. And we need to share this around the globe. And we have the outlet to do it right here on the Buzz. Okay.
That's and Craig, right. Brothers and sisters with intelligence.
Man. I'm
Rob,
about
I
to
have
jump.
A question for you.
Go ahead, girl.
Yes, sis. Yes, doctor. Go ahead.
So I've gone through the patent process. I have received one patent, waiting for another one. But what does that look like from your end when you are reviewing applications? And is that a lengthy process? I feel like it's lengthy for us to apply. Is it a lengthy process for you to review, or is it easy? Like, oh, I see something wrong. No.
Good question. Basically, the time frame to take a look for the invention itself,
okay.
Sometimes it could take maybe a period of maybe about a couple of days. The one aspect about in doing the research is basically the patent gives you the exclusive right to make sure that you are the only person in the world that has this patent. For all it does, basically for the examiner, is to find one thing, one invention that says, no, your invention is not new, so you have to start. Oh, you have to start over again. However, what's amazing about patents is the fact that everything changes. Technology changes. Mm-hmm. Ideas change. Ideas are always flowing. The idea is once every single possible invention has been made, there won't be a need for a patent office anymore. But as long as it continues, as people are creative, finding new and innovative ways to be able to make our lives better, make our lives easier, which really the idea of the invention is, you find a niche, you find some gap that maybe your invention, your ideas could make things a lot better for everyone around the world, then that's what you should do. Everybody should do. I think right now, as of we're probably closing in on about 12 million patents, utility patents specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly enough, we also have what's known as design patents as well. A couple of things actually. You remember the shoes from the Michael Jackson Smooth Criminal video?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson had the patent for that.
Oh.
Yes. As well as the special guitar that Prince performs on.
Yep.
Prince had the design patent for that as well.
Wow. So, Rob.
So, yeah.
So, if the types of patents that are out there, what are the types of patents? You use the term utility, design. What are other forms of patents that person or one could utilize?
One could utilize a plant patent. They're kind of rare, but in the case of somebody finds a new way to create a plant or a mixture of a different design of a plant, they can receive that as well. They can also receive patents for methods. As long as your method changes something brand new into a tangible result, something brand new, you can get a patent for it.
I want you to continue that. But Robert, Sister Chrissy, I am, like I said, I'm walking on the moon right now because you guys are changing things, informing people, and I'm so excited about everything you guys do. Okay? And let me just drop another commercial for this station. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to Groove Swing Speaks every Tuesday night, 4 p.m. on the West Coast, 7 p.m. on the East. And we are connecting dots around the world. I'm just so inspired. And Craig, I'm sorry for interrupting. Not really. But hey, Brother Robert and Chrissy, you guys inspire me. Can you imagine how many people we can inspire? I'm going to appeal to our audience. You got children. You got grandchildren. Have them to listen in on Groove Swing Speaks every Tuesday, 4 p.m. on the West, 7 p.m. on the East.